1 year ago, WHO shared Chinese COVID propaganda. No clear evidence of human-to-human transmission. By Oliver J.J. Lane on January 14, 2021. 12 months ago today, the World Health Organization, WHO, reassured the world on the then-new coronavirus outbreak, uncritically repeating a message from the Chinese Communist Party that there was no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the virus. On January 14, 2020, as coronavirus raged inside China and just one day after the first international case had been reported, the WHO announced to the world that preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel #coronavirus2019 nCoV, identified in Wuhan, China. The message, delivered without context about the Chinese Communist Party's reliability on honestly reporting internal matters, was later defended by WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who is not a medical doctor, as in line with our practice of reporting to the world info that countries report to us, after it became clear that the information was disastrously wrong. By the WHO's own account, they had also hosted a press conference the same day where one of their scientists said, "Is it certainly possible that there is limited human-to-human transmission?" The WHO faced criticism and accusations over its allegedly slow response to the coronavirus in 2020, including claims made in the German press that the UN agency deliberately delayed its own declaration of the pandemic at the request of Beijing. Der Spiegel reported that not only had Chinese dictator Xi Jinping personally asked the head of the WHO to delay reporting on the Chinese coronavirus, but also asked they delay revealing that it could spread from person to person. The WHO denied the claims. Both China and the WHO denied the report. Regardless, the WHO's final warnings came months after the body was warned by Taiwan, as early as December, in fact, of a new deadly disease spreading in the region. The Taiwan government told Breitbart in March, "Taiwan did report our concern on the severity of coronavirus last December to the WHO. WHO mostly ignored our messages and never shared information as they do to other countries."